Welcome to Ready, Set, Roll, Divides. I am your DM, Daniel, and with me is Austin as Orenthal James, Craig as Jose de la Mancha, and Dylan as Biggin' His Tonadile. Big Tony.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Ready, Set, Roll, Divides. I am your lovable DM, Daniel. With me is Craig, XDM, and now multiple characters for some reason, but we have to do it.
Hi.
And Dylan, who is now playing Big Tony.
Hey, you know me.
Yeah. Right now we got Craig playing his cousin Mickey. Last time on our wonderful adventure, Big Tony and cousin Mickey were out on a boat. They played some ping pong. Mickey won.
Mickey didn't win.
He got out his weighted ball.
Yeah, there we go. He cheated.
Who says cheaters never win?
You throw up a ball and everything be...
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so... what happened, though, was later on, a storm started brewing and hit their ship, which they slackingly were able to prepare for. It's not entirely their fault that the ship capsized, but it might have had something to do with it. But anyway, as we come back, last time I left you two, floating on some wreckage of the old ship, some barrels, a little bit of sail floating in the water, some plank boards. You two are kind of sitting on the water right now, and looking out, the sun is hot on this bright morning. You go ahead and give me perception checks.
7.
Jesus.
9.
Did you say 9, Tony?
Yep, 9.
Oh my God, you lost!
Shit.
You're out in the middle of water. Can't effing see anything.
Can't effing see anything, Mickey.
Salt's in your eyes.
The salt's in my eyes.
Yeah, you're being pretty heavily assaulted.
I feel like we've been heavily assaulted.
Salt in my eyes.
You also don't see any crew members around either.
The crew. Where's the crew members? Oh, geez. Captain Moe.
Oh, no, not Captain Moe. He was like family.
Captain Mo.
Well, at least I got my swim trunks and my flippy floppies.
But yeah, so... as you two are sitting there, what would you like to do?
You said we could see shore at the end of the last episode, right?
Or was it just a fiction of your imagination? I don't know. It says you've got salt in your eyes. What would you two like to do as you're sitting in the middle of this water? You've got all this stuff around you.
Hey, Biggie, remember that time that we went out on the boat with your dad and we caught all them fish and then your dad thought it'd be funny to make me walk the plank and then... You guys kind of left me out here for a little bit, and then I think you forgot about me, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, we were flaying the fish. We thought you were
swimming. Yeah. You were going to wait until I got back so that we could have dinner together. I think the tides will bring us in. We were only a couple hours out anyway, so if we hold out here, I think we'll be all right.
All right. I mean, if you think so, you're the expert, so...
I mean, I'm not the expert, but I have been in this situation before.
Guess we can just try to wait it out. Get it? Wait it out.
Oh, Biggie, you've been the comedian in this family for years.
You know me. I just like to have a good time.
So you guys wait. As you sit on the boat...
Good podcast.
Hey,
Dave.
Tony. No,
I'm just kidding.
I got a question for you. What up? High or low?
You know I'm a high roller.
All right, so Tony picks high.
Hey, hang on.
So
Use my dice, bruh. Use my dice. Don't use your dice no more. They don't roll right.
So, you guys, as you're sitting there, you get enough time for a short rest.
Yay.
As hour one goes by. But yeah, as you are sitting there watching the waves roll by, you're feeling a little bit better. How many hit die are you guys spending, by the way?
To figure out that with an ad, just one for me.
So just one for you?
Yeah, I'll probably just use one.
All right. Big Tony, high or low? High baller?
I guess I'm a high roller. You know me.
You two are sitting there in the ocean. The waves are bobbing. You're looking at all this stuff. It's still floating around you. Go ahead and give me more perception checks as you're trying to wait, look for ships.
Oh, natty daddy.
Holy motherfuck. All right.
A 16 for me.
So, Tony, here's the thing. You notice that what you couldn't see last time was the waves and the sun and the salt were blocking your vision from land. You could see land off in the distance. It's pretty far away. It might take you all day to paddle there, but you found it. But you notice something else. Fins in the water.
Oh, sharks. I hate sharks.
Blood appearing in the water as well.
Oh, no, is that all as blood?
It seems that there were some bodies underneath the wreckage that you are now noticing. Dead men, bloated, being eaten by the sharks. By the sharks. They're eating his flesh and bones. And you are next.
Biggie, don't worry. I've been watching Shark Week on the Discovery tablets. You know, we don't have much to do, so, like, the old man comes out and he talks about the sharks on Shark Week. So, they normally only eat every now and then. If they're filling up on the dead bodies, they'll probably leave us alone.
What are the big sharks? Think about that one.
Well, damn it. That was next week's Shark Week, and I...
Well, you got rope, don't you, Mickey?
Yeah, I got rope.
Why don't
I mean,
just lasso a couple sharks, they can pull us ashore, just like that.
Yeah, we'll tie them together. They'll be like a horse and chariot type of thing.
Wait, what? What? Hold the fuck up! What? I blanked out for a second. You're gonna do what now?
We're going to lasso a couple sharks, have them swim us to shore. How hard is that?
Holy mother of... Okay.
It's pretty straightforward, in my opinion.
You said it'd take all day. It would easily cut the day in half, so I'm just saying.
So you're trying to lasso these sharks and to be in your friends.
Of course.
Yeah, I got decent animal handling.
To help you travel to... Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm saying this. Animal handling to get these sharks to... take you to shore. You both can either roll one for each of you individually, or you can give one of each other advantage to try and coax these sharks.
All right, I got a +3. I got a pretty good persuasion, too.
Persuasion.
I also got +3, but I got pretty good deception as well.
Either of those.
We could deceive them.
We could deceive them. We're not delicious. All right,
I'm going to get my stinky sock, and we'll put it in the water, see if we can get them close enough that we can get them to... lasso up.
I'll help out Mickey in his roles. I did his role in Natty Daddy, so I feel like my luck's gonna run out. So,
okay, Mickey, make me a roll with advantage.
Come on, Sharky, Sharky, Sharky.
Yeah, that was a 6.
God damn, we're gonna have to fight these sharks.
It says you both try to lasso and loop them up. These sharks get a little pissed off that they're being tied with rope. They don't know what's going on. They're normally kind of freaked out by the freaking... They normally avoid humans, unless they're dead humans. But this time, there's blood in the water. They're churning. They're going into a frozen...
Hey, Who you call a human? I'm Dragonborn here.
No, there's humans in the water. You guys are Dragonborn. There's humans in the water, though. And I'm going to have you guys roll initiative.
God damn, man. My rolls are shit tonight.
Oh, boy.
I got a 7.
Yeah, I did going first at you.
What'd you get, Mickey?
I got an 8.
Well, you're going above me.
They both got 19s in the initiative. So wait, Mickey, you got what?
Mickey got an 8.
So as you two were messing with these two sharks, they come out and try to bite you. First one's going after you, cousin Mickey, because you had to rope. With a 19 to hit.
Hey, get off me!
So bite you, chomp. For 7 points damage.
Ow.
That didn't feel too good.
This is very dangerous. All right, and then the other one's going after you, Tony.
Ha! Glad to see you try.
Got a 12.
Psych.
Okay.
Why couldn't the one that was coming after me get a 12?
You're lucky I didn't roll pack tactics, motherfucker. Anyway. It's up to Mickey. Mickey, this thing's right on you. It's biting you. What are you gonna do? Not a lot of room to not a lot of room to escape and dash.
I'm gonna poke it in its eye.
Classic Mickey.
That's my favorite person. My favorite wrestler back home is Captain Insano.
Captain Insano shows no muscle.
All right, go for a poke.
That's a 24.
That'll hit.
All right. I mean, I don't know what a finger poke's gonna do. So,
oh, you were actually serious about
use your knife?
No, I'm gonna poke him in the eye. That's what they said on Shark Week.
What's your strength?
Not good, but not bad either. It's a 12.
So you do 2 damage to the shark.
Yeah, get off me, shark! What the hell? So I'm gonna disengage from this shark and back up. Maybe get in the middle of the raft.
Yeah, you're only able to really move half your speed. By the way, you both have your breath weapons.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, good.
Because it's been a day. Okay, Big Tony, got the two sharks in front of you. What do you want to do?
I'm just gonna breathe my breath weapon right down one's mouth.
All right,
gonna make some shark soup.
Got
an 18.
Oh, deck save, my bad.
Oh, deck save. Got 18 plus.
18 plus. So this is gonna take half damage.
How much?
One of these 2.
You only do a D6? I thought it was 2 D6.
Plus 2 was half. So I just rolled 1.
Just roll another D6. So
3.
It's better to take the average. Woo-hoo! Than it is the other shit. Okay, we go back to the top. Seeing that his meal has gone away from him and he's got poked in the eye, he's coming after you, Big Tony.
And
his pack tactics initiate now. It's like it's advantage.
Come
in. 17 to hit.
Psych. Ain't gonna hit. Ain't gonna do it.
Okay, 17 no hit. The other one goes after you as well, Big Tony.
Come on, tough guy.
Luckily, he didn't roll a 1. 13 to hit.
Nope.
So we're now up to... We are now up to Cousin Mickey.
All right. Cousin Mickey's going to stealth.
He's going to dive in the water. Come up from underneath him.
Surprise, motherfucker.
He's going to burst from the water, and they're like, oh, shit.
All right, so Mickey, you stealth. Now what are you doing? You are surprised, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm a stealth. Come on.
One looks at the other shark and he's like, don't worry, I've been watching Dragonborn week all week. I know exactly what to do.
So that's a 23 to stealth.
Yeah, that's probably good.
Alright, so I rolled an 18 to hit.
Yeah, hit.
Okay, I'm going to hit the one that's the most damaged. Which I'm assuming is the one I get hit by the breath weapon for 3 points instead of the 2. take 11 points of damage, sir.
dumb shark.
Okay, so it took how much damage?
11.
Right, he ain't looking too good. And now it's up to Big Tony.
Big Tony is going to cut this shark's head off with his axe. 18.
That'll hit.
Suck my balls. 6 damage. Rolled a 1 on the dice. 6 damage to cut this shark's head off. Clean off.
So how much damage did you do?
6.
6 damage? Nah, it's still kicking.
Damn it. It don't have feet.
Still kicking its fin. It is now their turn again as they continue to bite at you.
Ah.
Yum, 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 yum. Tasty meat. 22 to hit.
For me?
Yeah.
And that hit finally.
4 points damage.
Ah.
As the other one comes up and bites. And a 14 doesn't hit. These two sharks are coming at you. Alright. Cousin Mickey.
Oh, Cousin Mickey's going to roll another stealth check.
Y'all are
currently going to the deep Wanda.
You are currently next to him because you weren't able to disengage from him last time.
Oh, that's true. That's true. But I'm close enough. I can still get my, you know, good old bonus if I get it, if I hit him, you know. So, let's see. That would be a 21 to hit, sir.
Are you aiming for the more injured shark or the less injured shark?
The more injured one, exactly. Come on.
It's 100% dead.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then, wait.
And then since I'm not engaged with that guy, I'm will stealth again.
Okay.
A 21 to stealth.
All right. So you're hidden, Big Tony.
Can I use a battle axe two-handed and do extra damage?
Yes, you do a d10.
Okay, I don't know if you did that. All right, yeah, I'm going to do that. And, do I have a shield? Probably can't do that then. Never mind. So this other shark hasn't been touched, has he?
He's been a little touched with your breath.
Okay, I'm going to hit him with my...
I don't think you could say that, man. I mean, if he's touched, he's just special, you know? He's a special shot.
Smite him.
That's what I'm going to do. 18, and I'm going to smite his bitch ass. So, give me this.
I kind of hope the shark don't die, because I want to do something fun.
$18 damages for the shark.
Oh, you hit him so hard. You hit him so hard, and he feels this energy on him. Yeah. But he's still alive.
What?
With 1 hit point.
You son of a bitch.
Man, he's gonna bite at you.
Come on.
With a nat 2.
Nah, he can't hit me.
But he fails. All right, Cousin Mickey.
All right. So what Cousin Mickey's gonna do...
Yeah?
I hope you're ready for this.
Oh, boy.
Cousin Mickey's gonna come out of the stealth, and he's gonna try to grab the shark and tie it up.
Oh, my God. Okay, roll me in athletics.
Hey, plan C has become plan A.
You still got one.
What you get, sir?
I got a 17.
Yeah, you beat him. You managed to tie this shark up, and now he's tied up in rope and sort of restrained. Like, you got his mouth locked down.
Yeah.
But now you need to control him to get him to do what you want. So, Big Tony. That sounds like an animal handling.
Yeah, I can roll an animal handling. You want to help me out here?
Oh, yeah, I'll help you. I'll assist in this situation.
Let's go. Oh, Natty, daddy.
Fuck.
This shark's
That's a chunky.
We want him to do. Plus 3.
So the shark's gonna. So yeah, the shark's gonna. You guys kind of hold up a arm of one of your fallen crewmates out in front of you, and lead him as you begin to head to shore. We're gonna take a quick break.
Nice. That worked out great.
Yeah. Ad time.
If only we didn't kill one of them.
Yeah, so we're going to take a quick ad, and we'll be right back. Hey everyone, before we get you back into this awesome episode of Ready, Set, Roll, I want to talk to you about Aperture. Aperture is created by a good friend of mine named Marin and Curious Monastery. Aperture is a D20 system, die system that is very easy to access and super interesting to play. Basically, you have a spectrum of a scale, and depending on where you roll upon that scale is how well you complete a task, pass, fail, or do it just right. You can listen to us doing Aperture's The Edge right here on Ready, Set, Roll, and it is called Aperture The Edge by Ready, Set, Roll. Link will be in the description, and as always, we'll catch you next time. Welcome back, everybody, to Ready, Set, Roll. We're not on a boat anymore. Wrong. What we're on is a bunch of planks and barrels and some half-ass sail being dragged by a motherfucking shark.
You're welcome.
Biggie, that last shot got my bowling hand.
Oh, no, not your bowling hand. We need that. We're going to get the playoffs coming up.
We got the big tournament coming up, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I can wrap it. I don't know.
Here. I'm going to grab his hand, and I'm going to lay on hands. I'm like, here, we need that hand nice and healthy.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Biggie. How many hit points did you lose? I am at half mast right now, so I need 10 points to be back to full.
Oh, well, I'll just give you all 10. Boom. I'm only down 4, so...
I'm back at 20 HPs.
Cause Mickey, your hands healed.
Your hands healed. That's a miracle.
Oh, it's a miracle. I'm gonna bowl the shit out of this bowling ball tonight.
God hasn't abandoned you. So
I haven't.
So, as you both are preparing the shark, you also have to prepare a good enough raft for
we can't just like water ski our way to shore.
Fucking hell, man. Do you know how difficult that would be with a shark that is not constantly going in forward momentum?
SpongeBob did it. SpongeBob and Patrick was on the back of Patrick.
This isn't SpongeBob. There's a little bit of realism here.
Yeah. Holy like I convinced shit. The shark to take us to shore.
Fuck. You're currently holding out body parts. Convince it. So, what I need you guys to do is figure out what you're going to use, how you're going to use it to make yourself a good raft. So you got stuff laying around. You got planks, sails, barrels, some clothes.
Okay.
All right. Well, so how many barrels are there?
There are. How many barrels? There is one barrel.
Oh, fuck me. Okay.
There is 5 planks. There's 6 very good parts of the sail that survived.
What we need a sail for? We got a shark.
Yeah.
True.
So, yeah, you got 5 pieces of plank and a barrel.
Let's make a very small raft.
Okay, hang on. I got an idea. We take the barrel, cut it down the middle. Then we flip it open so we got 2 open parts. Then we put the planks over top of said parts on the barrel. And then we tie them all together. That will make a sufficient enough raft for us to get on and take our way to shore.
Boom, we do that.
Boom. Shark Week.
Is that where you learned that? Shark Week?
Jesus. Okay, so go ahead and give me either collective or separate. Slide it. Actually, Big Tony, you got proficiency in water vehicles, yes?
I'm pretty sure we both have proficiency in water vehicles. We both have the sailor background.
Yes. Okay. Vehicles, water.
So you both can give me water vehicle checks to make a floatable craft.
What's that? What do I add to my proficiency? Or double my proficiency? What do I
add? So you add in your proficiency. Intelligence, I think, plus proficiency.
Okay, so that'd be a 14.
Nice.
Do I need to do the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. That would be a 16 on my part.
also very nice. So you both take the planks, put them together best you can, crossing to make more of a flotation, using the barrel as sort of a...
We cut it in half.
Flotation balance.
Two halves of the barrel.
So it'll lose its flotation capabilities. No. If you flip it on its back. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I see where you're going. See, this is why you're the vehicle expert.
God. And then we have to put out. God forbid. We need to have an extra arm to come out to help break. That way we have a water break. You know what I'm saying? So it goes out a little bit farther and then a smaller flotation.
How fast do you think the sharks will be booking?
No, I'm more concerned about the waves. I don't want us to get taken out once we get close to the shore.
Okay, I was just going to ride the waves.
So, you all managed to gather this craft up, have your shark ready, and here we go. You kind of give it a yeah, and the shark gets going. You're leading it out with a piece of meat, and it's like just trying to get it, but it's like...
Stupid shark.
But yeah. Hey, this is like the old old-timers back in the day when they used to ride sharks from island to island. How do you think they got there?
Pioneers rode these babies for miles.
So, yeah, you guys are rolling on, and then you start hitting a little bit of waves as you're getting closer. This is about halfway of your journey. So I need you both, whoever is driving, to give me an animal handling, and the other person to give me a vehicle check.
Okay, hang on. So the fact is that I put that little arm out there specifically for this. Can we have any advantages to this?
I'll say because you thought of it, and I know what you thought of, and I can see it in my head. I'll say that the person doing the animal handling will have the advantage.
I was going to say, would my natural 20 animal handling give us any help in this?
It just means you have control of the shark. There's not much. Damn, I get
a little extra.
That was like the peak performance of a shark to.
All right.
But for controlling the shark, I'll say it gives... Actually, I'll give the vehicle proficiency guy.
Let's just say I have a +4 for vehicle whatever. Yeah. And then I have a +3 for animal handling. I don't know what your situation is.
It's the exact same as yours.
Okay. So I guess it really doesn't matter.
So it's... the person controlling the boat, which is...
Yes, Big I am. Tony. I made the animal handling, so I guess it's me controlling the shark.
Big Tony controlling the shark. You'll have advantage. Cousin Mickey, your checks are more or less to make sure the boat stays stable.
Uh-huh. I got 13.
Yeah, you good.
Okay. I got 18.
You good. So you continue.
No, 17, my bad.
So you continue onwards. The wave's still going. You're pulling closer and closer to shore. You can see it on the horizon. I need another check.
It actually would have been better.
Another. But I just got a natch of 20. That's a natty.
13.
So your vehicle is actually holding up very well, and you're keeping control of the shark. Honestly, the vehicle won't be a problem anymore the rest of your journey. I just need one more animal handling from you.
It's going to be the one.
BT.
Is it still advantage? Or?
Yeah, okay. As we head to the end of the trail.
So,
good lord, man. Keep it in the box.
Sorry, I'm so strong. You're rolling. Oh, that's a... 18 and a 16. I'll take the 18.
So no more complications on this wild fishy ride as you both find yourself pulling into shore. Whoosh. The shark pisses off. You both pull in your...
Oh, little Tony.
Raggedy boat. It kind of gives like a dolphin jump and waves its fin as it heads off and has one hit
one
point.
It's going to come back. And when we need it the most, and he'll be there for us.
Then fucking barracuda comes out of nowhere and eats it because
Little Tony. I'm trying to run back in the water to fight that barracuda. Get back here, you son of a bitch.
Look.
You fucking coward. Get back here.
The fact that that shark lived throughout that on one HP is a god fucking miracle. All right.
You're lucky you got fins, you son of a bitch. All right. Well,
that was what the animal handling was for. To see if it fucking killed over while you were driving it.
No, I was whispering sweet nothings into his ear the whole time. That's my buddy. And you killed it.
It's like, oh, I'm gonna die. You son of a bitch. Dan, you were good for nothing.
As they help me, I'm gonna die. They don't understand sharks.
Pussy barracuda.
I'm like, glub, glub. All right. So, yeah, you both arrive on shore. Tony, you're looking around. You're not sure.
Something don't feel right.
you're looking at the beach, and the sands are very familiar to you. They're very close related to the...
I sniff the sand, and I'm like, oh, jeez, sand in my nose. Oh, God. Oh, I love
Biggie,
it.
Biggie, calm down. Calm down. You got to save some room for your ma.
I do this all the time. I love it.
But they seem very similar to the sands of the southwestern part of Valette. So, you all have a moment. Tony, you just have to discern which way you need to go to head back to Beechton. Does Cousin Mickey come from Beechton as well?
Big Tony's from south side of Beechton.
You mean Mickey's from south side?
Yeah, Mickey's from south side. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you both know where Beechton is, so you both can head to Beechton. All
right,
so I need survival checks.
Survival, but I live here.
I think we already did the surviving.
15.
That'd be a 14 for me, boss.
You both managed to actually remember pretty well, even though being out at sea for 5 years. You both remember very well to find your way back home.
It's my home. I never forget.
Yeah, and you both begin to start heading back home.
I follow my nose wherever it goes.
And as you both are heading home, you find yourselves a little bit hungry. Not a lot of food about the boat.
He's got to hurry up and get to Ma's. I know she's cooking. It's about that time.
Need some good homegrown cooking.
Maybe I can get some of that pesto chicken, you know, with the linguine.
Let's get it. Let's go. Let's book it. My stomach's growling already.
So you all begin booking it, and as you do, Tony, you found yourself stepping on something hard, very hard-shelled, as it raises up from the ground.
Oh, what the hell?
A giant crab looks on
people.
You.
Damn crab crabs. People.
Looks like crabs, but talk like people.
And it comes out of the ground. Oh. It's snapping its claws, and it looks at you.
Dirty bastard. You raggedy bitch.
I run at it and jump in the air and go, Big Tony, go! Get to Ma!
No, I think we can take this together.
Save yourself, Tony. Oh. Save yourself.
I'm going to save you first, and then we're going to
go. No.
As you're looking upon
there's
this
no
crab,
time! I'm just like, flying off.
But as you both are looking at this crab, something's off. Something's different. This crab is bigger than other giant crabs that you've seen. As he has a long spear and harpoon sticking out of his shell, he's rising up. He seems to be two times bigger than a normal giant crab.
Oh, it's the king crab. Oh, jeez. I thought it was just a myth. Yeah, see?
Yeah, see? It's me, the king crab, see?
He's looking at you's twos. And he just comes out and prepares to bring his claws upon you. Roll for initiative.
Not today, you son of a bitch.
It's my Tommy claws.
Oh, dude, I cannot get good initiative at all.
That's an unnatural 20 for me.
That's a sixer for me.
You got a natural 20, Kragers?
Unnatural.
Unnatural, right. Okay. So you're going to go
before... I can't not stop talking this, because if I stop, then I'm going to be all fucked up and I won't be able to get back into it.
I get that. So, Cousin Mickey, you see this big thing come out preparing to attack your cousin Big Tony.
I run at it and jump on its back with my two swords. I go, Biggie, get out of here. There's no time.
What are we in a rush for?
Say hi to your ma.
You know, the longer the sauce cooks, the better.
All right, so let's see here. That's an unnatural 20 to attack.
Unnatural?
Unnatural.
Okay, good lord. I was like, holy shit. All right, well, yeah, that's a fucking hit.
Do I get my sneak attack on this?
Yes, you do.
Okay, because I didn't know if he was close enough for me to get it.
Yeah, you good.
That would be 11 points of damage.
Yeah.
And then I am going to try to stick my other dagger in its shell, and I'm going to, like, try to take Perkshus on the back of him so he can't get me, but I'm still back here. So I don't know if you want me to make another, like, my dagger attack or, like, a different type of check.
We'll do the dagger attack. It won't do any damage, but this is more just for planting into it to hold grasp. All right,
that'd be an 18 to hit.
Okay, an 18 will hit. You find that this crab's armor, even though it's known to have legendary proportions of hard armor, you still manage to break through.
It's no match for the Totodiles.
So you manage to stick in. You're pretty stuck in there, bud. But now Now, as your turn ends, it takes a legendary action to claw at Big Tony.
No.
No. Tony, you fool. I told you to get out of here.
Fuck. I can't roll worse shit tonight. Damn, son. Well, as it goes into claw at you, does a 15 hit?
No.
And misses.
Aha.
As it tried to snip you in half. And then it's now its actual turn.
Shit.
As it snips at you again.
Try again, you son of a bitch.
Fuck, he rolled a natural one. Some boom. Bitch. All right,
Where's our natural one table at? I can't remember what happens.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got the new crit table. New crit table.
You dumb crab.
You dumb son of a bitch.
So, on a crit fail, on a natural one, you roll a d6. Holy shit. As he tries to...
It dies. No.
Break your armor.
Psych.
His own claw cracks as though somebody was taking a cracker to its claw.
Weapon broke or something.
Weapon malfunction. So
you fucking idiot. So we're going to be eating that claw in about 10
minutes.
You can no longer
use its right claw. And it's like... All right. And if it's turn, Big Tony.
Big Tony's going to take his axe right down on his forehead. Or what the crab version of a forehead is.
No, don't do it.
So is he kind of flanking him? Like, would I get?
Yeah, you
I get a plus two or whatever.
Yeah, you get a plus two. Oh my god.
Okay. I think that the fact I'm on top of him gives it you the ability to flank.
A 23 will hit.
And yes. I'm gonna do my last divine smite.
Oh shit!
On this big crab bastard. Let's. Fifteen damages.
Yeah, he took a big chunk right there.
And I take a bite out of it, too.
Nah! As you grab the other claw.
Yeah, I love crab meat.
Big Tony getting a nice chunk. All right. It's going to use a legendary action to claw at you again. As he is the legendary King Crab. What
impossible.
Did you expect? This time it's a 20 to hit.
It's going to hit.
King Crab latches on with his one good claw.
Get off of me, you bastard. My ma's gonna be cooking you up in about 30 minutes.
So that's that and that. Seven. You take 10 points of bludgeoning damage as you're being crushed by King Crab. And
Mickey's crushing me.
You now grappled.
Hey, we're both on him now.
So, you are currently grappled.
Hey, look at this. High five, Mickey.
By the crab. You're not restrained, only grappled.
Okay.
So, your movement zero.
I'm just going to cut this claw off. I'll be fine.
All right. Now, on to the next person. Cousin Mickey.
Yeah, it's Cousin Mickey here. Hey, what's going on?
I don't know. What's going on with you?
I'm here to talk to you about Aperture.
Let me here to talk to you about Aperture. Aperture's a D20 system. No. So Cousin Mickey is going to, take two slices at this crabby, try to crack the shell open, get to the goody bits.
Stab, stab.
Am I considered flanking with Big Tony? No, Big Tony is grapple, correct?
Grapple doesn't get rid of flanking.
I'm still going to bash this crab.
Restrain does for Big Tony, but he's just grappled.
Okay, so that means I get a plus 8 to hit. That would be a 22 on my first.
That'll hit.
And 13 on my second. Unfortunately, I don't think my dagger's going to pierce it.
Now the dagger, as you pull it out, it hits a shell.
Well, damn.
Yeah. So.
It's going to take 13 points of damage, though.
Boom. Damn. Suck it, crab.
As Cousin Mickey's turn ends, Big Tony takes a legendary action.
Big Tony? You're goddamn right, I do.
Big Tony, what you gonna do?
But as he's, even though he has you grappled in his claw, he tries to squeeze, but it's not a hard enough squeeze. Seems like he skipped finger day.
Dar, I straight up looked over and thought that was a natural 20. I was like, fuck.
But now it's King Crab's turn, actual turn.
Damn it.
As he's going to try and crutch, you know, he fails as you're still grappled in his claw. But now it is Big Tony's turn.
Big Tony?
Big Tony's turn.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Big Tony. I'm Big Tony's cousin.
Get out of here, Big Tony. We told you to stay underneath the ship. You're not allowed to come up here. I'll see y'all later.
You're grappled. You can't go, you can't go anywhere.
Oh, you, Big Tony came out.
Oh, God. I'm here.
Big Tony, is he still close to this crab's head?
Oh, yeah, you can get a good medium.
Big Tony's bashing his ass. I don't care if you got me grappled or not. I'm taking this motherfucker out.
Get him, Big Tony.
Am I still flanked with him?
Yes. Six. Get him, Tony!
That's 13 plus 9. 22.
That'll hit. Boom. King Crab.
Oh, it's your ass, King Crab.
Motherfucker,
did you just
dude?
Roll a 1 on damage?
That's the second time I've done that. 6.
King Crab looking mighty pissed. We're watching as this crab has got just hit by Big Tony.
Damn
for
straight.
A mighty amount of damage.
Yep. A whole lot of damage.
Yeah. But then King Crab is going to take a legendary action to try to clamp more onto Big Tony.
What about Mickey? Why is it just Big Tony the whole time? No. What was it?
Because he can't attack another person while he's got him grappled. Oh. And you broke his other claw.
True.
Biggie, I told you to get the fuck out of here. You need to quit playing around and get out of here.
For 5, 10 points of damage.
Fuck. Big Tony's down for the count.
You're unconscious.
I had 8 points of damage. You said 5 and I was like, yes. And you're like, 10. Damn it.
Oh, fuck. You gave all that healing to Mickey.
I did. Biggie. Like 3 hit points.
Okay. Mickey, yawn this thing's back. Tony's unconscious.
Did you just attack my... Biggie! Nah, we ain't going down like that. No. You think you could hurt my family? You think you could disrespect me? You think that you could come at my family like this?
You're gonna
fuck up Big. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna stab you in the fucking face. That's what I'm gonna do.
Stab him.
Avenge.
That would be a unnatural 20, a 14 plus 6.
That'll hit.
That'd be 10 points of damage.
And the dagger?
With do I need to do my dagger attack?
If you want to, unless you want to disengage.
Of course I want to. That's a 16.
A 16 won't hit.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm still on his back, though.
So
I'm going to get eaten by this crab.
As it throws Big Tony to the side, seemingly having more intelligence than most crabs.
Weird.
It attempts to reach for you. I need you to make a acrobatics check.
That'd be an 8, sir.
He rolled a 17 naturally on the die. You are now grappled by King Crab.
Oh, no.
Oh, joke's on you. Now we're face to face.
But that ends his turn. Big Tony.
Big Tony back. Hey, I was Big
exactly
Tony 10? Back again.
Did you have exactly 10 HP?
I had 8.
Oh.
Yeah.
Death save.
Yeah, I need that. 5.
Oh, God.
I'm closer, one step closer to death.
It's going to take a legendary action to squeeze Cousin Mickey.
Oh, wonder what comes out.
It rolled an 11.
11?
against my AC?
Yes.
No, that ain't going to hit.
Second, King Crab.
Okay. That ends King Crab's turn. Legendary action. Mickey, what are you going to do? It's looking at you.
Huh.
Mickey.
Did you say that our breath weapons came back?
Yeah, you still... Oh. Yeah, you still got yours.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot it in the face with lightning.
The face with lightning.
No!
It needs to do a dex save, yeah. But it is holding me.
Dodge that, motherfucker.
It rolled a 4 plus something. It failed its dex save.
This is for the family. 11 points of damage.
Damn. As you release this lightning, Cousin Mickey, the thing seemed to chortle while having you held in its arms, ready to crush you. But as you go okay, what's a good one-liner you got for me? Oh, you did say it. Welcome to the fam. Don't mess with the family.
Don't
and you
mess with the
breathe
family.
The lightning, and it cooks the crab on the inside. As it goes, you hear cracking, popping, and it scream as though it was a lobster being put into a pot. And it dies.
Crab, it's what's for dinner.
But oh no, Big Tony's still unconscious.
I'm still unconscious.
Cousin, don't worry, I got you. I learned CPR. It wasn't Shark Week, but it was still the same dude that taught me all the stuff I know about sharks.
All right.
I need to watch Shark Week.
Save him.
God. That's a 15, sir.
On a heal check?
Yeah. On a medicine.
Tony, you come back stable, unconscious, not able to move. Your cousin's going to have to carry you halfway back to town. But
well, we're taking that crab, right?
Oh yeah, I'm cutting up that crab.
As he's about to start dragging you and cutting the crab, you hear a voice. Oh my, Big Tony is back, baby! I was amazed. You look up and you see a little goblin with a staff and a jester hat looking upon you. It's the Nilbog. Big Tony, how you doing, buddy?
What? Didn't the Nilbog, didn't you like screw us over?
No.
I can't remember. It's been so long since the first episode.
The Nilbog has been this character that has been with you all since you were kids. As you are all running around. He's just been hanging out.
He's just a guy. He's like a fucking homeless goblin.
I knew it. I knew each and every one of you had potential.
Oh, hey, Nilbog, it's been a while.
Oh, here, let me help you out here. He pulls out a little vial and pops it in your mouth.
Oh, yes.
And you heal up. This?
Hold on, Nilbog,
you heal up 3 hit points.
Oh, hey.
Fresh from the waters in that little cavern I can't remember the name of. Oh, well, anyway. So glad to have you back at Beachton, Big Tony. 5 years. Have you grown? Have you experienced life? Who the fuck are you? As he looks at Cousin Mickey.
Biggie, who you talking to? I don't see nobody's over here. You're just talking to yourself. I guess you're delirious from losing all that blood.
I'm talking to Nilbog. He's standing right here.
Is he pretending he can't see me?
What the hell's a Nilbog? I don't understand what a Nilbog is. You know, you did take a big crack to the head. Maybe you just didn't understand. It's all right. We'll get you back home. Ma's cooking up some good crab ragoons tonight, baby.
Crab ragoons?
It's not Italian.
It will be when she gets done.
Ooh, I'll take a plate of that.
Yeah, Nilbog, let's go. You help me out, I help you out.
Yeah, let's go. I have many big,
maybe
exciting things ahead of us.
When I get back home, I'm going to have to knock him in the back of the head so he forgets who this Nilbog character is, his imaginary friend. I don't understand.
I pop Nilbog up on my shoulder, and I'm like, let's go. Let's get it.
Let's roll. And as you all
drag
head
the
back,
crab.
The crab seems to have less weight on it.
Nice.
As though it's being carried by some outside force. And you all proceed back and to Beachton. But that is where we're going to end tonight's session of Ready, Set, Roll, Divides. I hope you all had fun listening to Tony's Big Sea Adventures. Next time, we're going to have the full crew together. We're going to have everybody around the table as we discover more of the continent of Saranesh, the land of Valette, the deserts of Oshar, and the seas.
Said Osiris last time.
Huh?
You said Osiris.
I know, I fucked up. So anyway, we'll catch you all next time on Ready, Set, Roll. Yeah. All right, good shit.
Is the Nilbog John Cena? Because we can't see him.
Yeah,
that's exactly who he is.
Gosh damn it. Everybody can see the Nilbog. Fuck off.